The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Okay, so everybody knows that this show is kind of, our whole thing is that we do these fun and quirky openings to every episode, and they're always different, and they're always fun, and they're always a little quirky, and they're just like these cold opens, and there's like fun and quirky things. But here is what I think that we are going to do for today's episode. I think that we are going to let people peek behind the curtain, and instead of just listening to us doing like a cold open, something they always listen to, they're going to listen to us doing the thing that we do before we actually hit the record button, where we're just kind of all waiting in the Zoom, and that'll be that. Great. So it's just like take all the pressure of doing a fun, quirky bit off, and then just be yourself, because I think we want people to like see us as us.
Yeah, can I just say I'm so happy that you said we're going to let the audience peek behind the curtain, and then you didn't immediately say and see that Adel's actually an old man, kind of like a Wizard of Oz thing. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little bitty for just hanging out, though. So remember that we're just hanging out. We're not like trying to win at comedy or anything yet until we get into the episode.
Okay, so. But the Olympics are going, so it is a they added comedy this year.
Yes, they did. They added the swimming has like the breaststroke. Comedy has the best joke.
Okay, JPC, slow down. It's not a competition.
Although it is. This because of the Olympics.
JPC, I'm ready to do what you said.
Okay, great. And Aaron, I guess maybe you misunderstood because you've been on mute doing your sound check. We've already done that. Okay.
Oh, okay. So okay. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to do the sound check where we send to Casey and verify that all of our levels are correct.
I'll start with the coming in and doing the. Okay.
Ready? Sure.
Okay. So we're just acting how we typically do when the audience isn't listening or hearing us and we're not recording.
This is just us being normal. Yes.
Got it.
Where's Aaron?
Hey guys, sorry I'm late. This huge Starbucks is because I don't respect your time.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's good. And Aaron, do we have extra ice in that Starbucks?
Yeah, extra ice for the sound to drive Casey insane because I don't respect your ears.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, guys, can I get a little more? Can we record? And can you make sure that your mics are turned on the way up, please?
Adel, you don't totally sound like that.
Yeah, Adel, that's not how you sound.
Come on, that's not fair to you.
That wasn't me. That was Casey Tony.
Sounded more like you.
I think you guys might find this voice a little familiar.
Excuse me, guys, but when I'm doing Tech Wizard on Neoscum, it actually sounds a lot like this, so maybe do that with the podcast.
Are you doing an impression of your voice, too?
That was JPC.
Oh, that was medium. That was medium Monkey Bones, right?
Yeah, that...
Wait, do that voice again? That's totally medium Monkey Bones.
Excuse me, everyone.
Yep. See?
Oh, you're right. That's medium Monkey Bones for sure.
Busted.
That is.
Busted.
I got this. Ready?
Okay.
Excuse me. I'd really like some really good room tone, please.
Pretty good, actually.
What the fuck are you guys doing? It's me, Casey Tony, a.k.a. Audio Daddy.
Whoa.
Audio Daddy, we're so sorry we were dicking around. We were waiting for you to tell us...
Are you limp dick chud nuts making fun of me?
Do you call me lib dick or limp dick?
Whatever, with the shoe fits, wear it, limp dick.
I don't wear shoes on my dick.
Oh, yeah? Well, then what's this? Smash! Whoa, Casey just kicked Adel in the dick.
I thought we weren't supposed to do a quirky opening.
All right, you know what? Let's call the whole thing sauce because we obviously are incapable of doing a non-quirky opening. We just can't be ourselves.
Can't turn it off.
We can't turn it off. We hope you never turn it off. Unless you get to the end of the episode, you say, yeah, that was good, and I could turn it off. No need to go back and listen to the episode over again. Actually, you can turn it off. At any point, turn it off.
Yeah, but I appreciate that everyone's really sticking by us and really kind and lovely to us for so many years. We don't deserve it, and it's just really nice.
We don't deserve it, but we will absolutely take it, so please keep supporting us.
We're preaching to the choir here because I know for a fact that no one is leaving because we are in the smack motherfucking middle of a series that I call something that is not named that tune, 2000s edition. That's right. We're going back to an oldie but a goodie. We are almost halfway through this.
Can that be our new, like, if we're excited about something, can that be our new noise?
Yeah. It sounds like you get so excited you run all the way around the planet and back.
Okay, Adel, let's try it out. I don't know if it can be because I want to make it involuntary. Can you give me some news that I would be excited about?
Yes. JPC, I don't know if you were on Newsweek.com today.
I wasn't, no.
But they found out that they just dug up this plot of land in Tunisia, and they found 5,000 new styles of tank tops.
Woo! Okay.
Okay, I want one.
Okay. JPC, you want to give her one?
Yeah, sure. Aaron, I was going online today to send you a housewarming gift, and I couldn't get your address right, I thought, because what I did was I guess it was like one number off. So apparently I sent your gift to your next door neighbor. You're going to have to go over there to get it. Now, I don't know. I'm just reading there because I was like, who is this? Who did I send it to? I have to actually contact them. It's a super quirky antique store and everything's half off.
Okay, I want to do it. Aaron, give me one.
I was genuinely going to go, there's no way he's going to have it be something good, and I'm not going to react to that noise. And then I got so excited by the thing he said. Okay. Adel.
Yeah, what's up?
I just read a...
Newsweek.com article?
It's actually like a Psychology Today article.
Wow.
And it says that you can't ever own too many books, and you can buy as many books as you want.
By Joe.
Because Adel has too many books.
Too many books.
I think we've got it. I think we've got the new noise that we make when we're excited. And we're all excited because we're going back to the 2000s. Rolling Stones top 100 songs of the 2000s. Does anyone remember what number we were on when we left off? I do. So
61.
I'm just asking you.
I think we're in the mid-50s.
We are indeed, Adel, in the mid-50s. I have to give you a point for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was your question? Somebody asked me my age.
Adel, it makes me sad that you're trying to get to these old jokes before we can. You've done a couple already. You're not old. It's
That's
okay.
How I protected myself from being beat up as a kid / middle-aged person / adult.
You know how I protected myself from being beat up as a kid? Karate. Lessons. Half off. I would pay to get my bully trained in karate and deploy them as a weapon against the smaller kids. Okay. The last one we did, of course, was number 55. Now, that was, just to give you guys a hint as to what is no longer available, that was Outkast's Miss Jackson from 2000.
Ooh.
This one is coming to you live from the year 2002.
Okay, this always gets me, like, it takes me a little while to ease back in to my brain working like this. So okay. It might be a little bit until I get one right.
And I feel like and this is just my brain, I feel like all the songs, I'm either like, that was, must have been like 94, or I'm like, that was like 2 years ago. So this is really tricky because 2010 or something?
It's from 2000 to 2009, I believe.
Okay.
So 10
but
years.
It's such a sweet pocket in my brain that it's so hard to be like, that was that year? So this is tough, but it's so fun. So 2002, this is post Malone.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Adel, I had a sweet pocket the other day, which is the Hot Pockets dessert entree offering. It was
sweet
fucking awful. It was ham and apple pie. It was one of the worst things I've ever
buddy,
had.
Buddy, you got to try watermelon frosting.
Oh, now I'd be into that.
Hi. Watermelon frosting, hi.
Okay. Come up to meet you. Tell you I'm sorry. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you. Tell you I need you. Tell you I set you apart. Tell me your secrets and ask me your questions. Oh, let's go back to the start.
Puzz.
Adel.
This, I believe...
You know you got it. You know
this you
got
is an
it.
Album I was obsessed with when I was just about to leave to study abroad in England. I believe this is off A Rush of Blood to the Head, Coldplay, a little song called The Scientist?
I didn't know that this song's melody was inspired by Don't Look Back in Anger by Oasis. I had no idea. But now, now that I know that, I can
story,
hear it.
Comma,
Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh, yeah.
I heard you say. Yes, Adel, you are absolutely correct. This is Oasis. Don't Look Back in Anger.
Can I just say, definitely Maybe is one of the best albums of all time.
I fuck up some Oasis albums. Pound for pound, better band than the Beatles. Yeah. I will take anyone to bed.
Listen
over that
to
argument.
Everyone.
What? Wait. Yeah. Ow, what?
You don't know what you signed up for.
Everyone close your eyes. You have forgotten how good Definitely Maybe is. Put it on your rotation. Thank me today.
I'll say about Oasis, they're not one of these bands. They're not one of these bands that they've done nothing, like no bad albums, that every one of their albums is great. But I will say, if you take Oasis's top 20 songs and put it up against any other band's top 20 songs, Oasis has a good shot of beating that band because they have some fucking absolute bangers.
What's their best song then?
Oh, God. That's a that's a
I'm
tough
robbing
question.
JPC.
Fucking
and
in the bushes.
Ladies, that's how you do it.
Fucking
you ask a guy what the best Oasis song is, and then you rob him blind.
Fucking in the bushes is a
someday
good Oasis song.
We will find it. Very quick story. JPC and I, through our friend Drew, were at Lollapalooza. We got to go backstage and hang out with folks. Our friend Drew plays guitar with Liam Gallagher, and they play a lot of Oasis songs, and we went to see them.
Because Liam Gallagher is one of the people from Oasis. Just
One of the brothers. But he basically sings almost all the Oasis songs. And we went to go see them and our friend Drew, and we got there and the show was canceled because Liam started singing and the microphone sounded off and he threw down the microphone and said like fuck this and walked off stage.
Yeah. Good guy.
And it was a whole like big deal and my friend Drew said they had to like give up back all the money they were paid and it was a very funny situation.
Liam and Noel Gallagher, classically good guys. Aaron, gotta say, favorite Oasis song has to be Stay Young. From the album The Master Plan. I just like that song a lot. It's a great song. It fucking jams out.
So good. They're so good.
Okay. Adel got that last point. So we're going on to the year.
I'm actually genuinely glad I asked that question. And yes, I got all your electronics and most
Nobody
of your passports, social security cards, stuff like that.
Easy.
But I'm just glad I asked that question.
Stay young and invincible. Now just who we are. Okay, this next one is, that's the last time you'll hear me sing on this podcast episode because it's only talking from here. This is from 2002. Okay. Immediately, the song starts with the title of the song, so I cannot say that. So we'll go to, I think that this must be like the breakdown of the song. Here we go.
Okay.
One. Two.
Buzz.
Three. Adel.
This is a very specific song and circumstance. This is the song, Gotta Get Up to Get Down by Coolio, but the CD is scratched. One, two, three, four. Get your woman on the floor. Floor. Gotta get up to get down.
That goes up to eight. It's just counting to eight in this song. Adel, that is not correct. I guess I'll just go to the only, I wish there were more lyrics to the song. I'll go to the only other thing that I could say.
Okay.
One hand ties the other.
One
shake down. Now, I've already said all the lyrics in this song that are not the title of this song. So, if...
Buzz.
Adel, go ahead.
Fuck. Buzz, I think it's a song that was used in the old iPod commercials, when the iPod commercials were like a shadow dancing in front of color with headphones.
Cannot confirm.
Is it like the Caesars?
It is not the Caesars, but it is a The band.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how you can
no,
get
no,
it.
I truly don't
know how you could get it with the information I've given.
Interesting to see a woman melt on screen.
Oh,
eat your heart out, Madame Tussauds.
It's
Tussauds. JBC is pronounced Tussauds.
I know this makes for a really good
road. Aaron, what are you thinking? Walk us through your thought process, because I would be shocked if you could get
it. It's guys. It's a guy band.
I think it might be a guy band, yeah.
The Hives.
It is not The Hives.
What were the lyrics again? It's like counting down or counting up, and then
it's,
what?
It's 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, and we do that up to 8. So, you know, fill in the rest yourself. Then one hand ties the other, then the name of the song a bunch, and then shakedown.
Pause. Adam. What is the name of the song? It's one hand ties the other, and one pill makes you small.
Oh, yeah.
And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Jefferson Starship.
I love that song because it's the song that plays when people bring up doing drugs, because yeah. That's how it's just been used throughout all of pop culture. I fucking love that song.
I love the fact that they were Jefferson Airplane in the 70s or 80s. And then as the years went by, they changed their name to Jefferson Starship to be more topical, because they're like, nobody uses airplanes anymore. We use starships.
I don't know if that was necessarily the motivation behind the name change.
And then they sang, we built the city. We built the... It's so weird to... Those two songs you would not think are the same band. Same band.
Same band.
Same band.
Go ask Alice. She's 10 feet tall.
We built this city. Boom.
Aaron, I'm sorry. I'm going to need an answer. I don't think that you can get it, so I will. My jaw will hit the fucking floor.
It's something jealous.
Okay,
so she... I literally
She does
know it. She does know it. Adel.
That word just gave it to me. I own this album. This is called The Rapture, House of Jealous Lovers.
That is correct.
Shake.
Yeah, so you can both split a point on that one. And my jaw did hit the floor, because amazing to get it from just 1, 1, 2, 2.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, there's not a lot of songs that do that, though.
That's true. This song is literally just House of Jealous Lovers, and that's all they say in this song, pretty much.
My organs started rearranging in my body. I hate this so much. It is so annoying in your brain when you can get a tiny little piece. My brain is gone.
Honestly, this is verbatim what like a mouse trapped in an experiment would say, because they're like, you can get a little piece, and then my brain is gone.
Okay, so you find the cheese, and it's just for a second.
It's one little piece, and then I go right back to the same place where the cheese was, and it's a wall.
And it's a wall.
What?
And then a tenth of the time, the cheese is connected to a trap, or it's poison.
And then it cuts to the scientists shaking hands, and they go, we did it. We taught a mouse to complain. The serum worked. Excuse me, this cheese is a little hot. I don't know if there's a way to cool this down, but my teeth are sensitive.
They're like drug testing. Sorry, we thought you wanted us to teach mice to complain.
Okay. Well, I know a little mouse. We said heart medication. Okay.
Whoops.
That's on us.
Everything we've been testing on mice is just to get them to complain. We wanted to see if we could do it. Oh, fuck. Okay.
We
I'm
wanted
crying.
To see if we could have a mouse send a sandwich back because it wasn't cooked right.
This November, look for my first novella, Teach a Mouse to Complain.
It's okay, like flowers for Algernon, but it's just...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So fucking funny.
This one's from 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Lot from 2002.
Yeah,
so
what?
Yeah,
must have been a good year for music.
In a row, this is the third one in a row from 2002.
Okay.
Don't look at me. Every day is so wonderful. Then suddenly, it's hard to breathe.
Buzz.
Yeah, Aaron.
I am beautiful, no okay. matter what they say.
Oh, I need your answer, Aaron. I need your answer, Aaron.
Me down, oh.
Aaron, you have to say the answer.
Won't you bring me down today, no matter what you do, no matter what you say. Christina Aguilera, beautiful.
Adel, I think that what we've landed on here is there's just no way to stop Aaron from singing the song when she knows it.
Yeah! I complained about that previously, like
we
a
just have
mouse
to,
does.
I know, and now I'm saying we just have to accept it. It's just something, it's Aaron's special treat when she reaches the cheese at the end of the puzzle. The mouse is going to sing.
It's my cheese.
It's Aaron's cheese.
Now and then I get insecure.
All around Chicago, maybe like 50 different spots. I don't know if you all have seen these. There's installations that say "You are beautiful" in like metallic letters, and they're
in
on
Andersonville.
Like, they're like on fences, on buildings, on bike racks, on billboards.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've seen
they're
those
everywhere. I assume they're inspired by that song, but it might just be like a general sentiment.
That My song, "Stomping Grounds."
That song is produced by Linda Perry of Four Non Blondes fame, and I had no idea she was such a she had such a prolific career as like a music producer.
That's really cool.
Yeah, she's done a lot of shit.
And then you wake up in the morning and you get real high.
But nothing topped that. that's the song.
The best delivery of all time.
Like a lot of industries, being a music producer is a tricky field to be a woman in. Mm. It's sort of dominated by men and white men, too, even still. Learned that recently. Pretty interesting.
I'll tell you, a tricky field to be a woman in, soccer.
Mia Hamm.
I think they call that a pitch, JPC.
Megan Rapinoe.
Okay, here we go.
I was just talking about Mia Hamm. I was so obsessed with her when I was a kid. I mean, I think everyone
she was the best. She was so great.
And she was married to Nomar Garcia Parra. And I she has it all. She's amazing.
Truly, the women's soccer teams in the U.S. are worlds better than the men. Like, so much fun to watch.
Oh,
and, like, would kick the shit out of the men's group.
Oh, yeah.
What I think is great about Mia Hamm, and which is unfortunate, actually, is that there, and this is like a total, like, you know, sexism within athletics. There's a total pay discrepancy, but a lot of men go on to have these, like, prolific careers as, like, product endorsers, and they just, like, endorse all the big products. And Mia Hamm, the only product that I ever know that she endorsed was, like, a few years ago, where she did Mia Hamm's Hamm Mios, and it's that little thing that you spray into water to flavor it, and it was to flavor water like ham. But I guess it had all the nutrients of a ham. But anyway, it was good. It was vegetarian, so at least I could eat it. But Mia Hamm's Hamm Mios, no thanks.
It also sexism in soccer. Was it Brandi Chastain who like took her shirt off and she had a sports bra on? And then
it was Mia Hamm.
It was Mia Hamm? I thought it was Brandi Chastain. But I remember that was like the picture everywhere, where it's just like everyone could not print that picture fast enough, where it's like, calm down, everyone. It's a woman in like a sports attire, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that was a wild... I mean, it's good that they were publicizing the sport, but it was awful that they used
for the
that
wrong
image.
Reasons. Yeah, yeah. I'll say, I don't know, maybe this is a new hill for JPC to die on, and I don't mind coming out to die on this hill. But it's the summertime in Chicago. I'm outside a lot. I'm doing a lot of walks with Spagoot, and I see a lot of dudes going on runs not wearing shirts. And as a guy who barely wears shirt, I mean, I wear tank tops. These are like... You know,
they're the hint of a shirt.
As little of a shirt as you can wear.
It's a whisper of a shirt.
Diet shirt.
I gotta say, guys going on runs, not wearing shirts, put a fucking shirt on. Because, well, there is one person who is not free, no one is free. And so you should be putting that shirt on in protest that women can't do the same thing that you're fucking doing.
Also,
and it's just become a thing in my life that I'm, like, it pisses me off every time I see it.
Also, guys who don't wear a shirt and then go running, when you bump into me while we're both stopped at a crosswalk or on the L, it feels like I'm chest bumping a fucking seal. That's how slippery and wet and gross you are. Put a fucking shirt on.
Just put a shirt on. Okay, stepping off of the hill that I will certainly die on. We have another one, another song here from the year 2000, as Conan O'Brien once said.
Well, I think Andy Richter said it, and then Conan...
Fuck, you're right. Didn't they both like kind of sing it? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We'll Google
it later. No, I think it was Jimmy Nuvino and Andy Richter. No, it was Jimmy Nuvino did the whole thing, right?
He did.
And then Conan and Andy would knock him down.
I remember that.
They would do the jokes. Girl, it's only you. Have it your way. And if you want, you can decide.
Buzz.
Adel?
Girl. Bum, bum, bum. It's only you.
From the year 2000. No, say it. You buzzed in. You
Frank Sinatra. Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Adel sings just as much as me.
Is
and
that
I get
Frank
the heat because it's too loud.
I've only known that as a Neil Diamond song, but I don't think he originally did it, right?
I don't think it is Sinatra. I think I was grasping for like an old crooner.
It could be Neil Diamond, but there's also, I think, a lot of Neil Diamond songs that I'm like, that's a Neil Diamond song. And someone's like, no, he just sang that song.
He was a very prolific writer who he wrote songs for a lot of other people. Jewish Elvis, known as he is.
Okay, Yoda, thanks for stopping by the show.
Peace out, I am.
Okay, Adel, that's not correct, so I'll take it again. That if you'll have me, I can provide everything that you desire.
Okay.
Said if you get a feeling that I'm feeling?
Yeah.
Won't you come closer to me, baby? You've already got me right where you want me, baby.
Oh, is this that, like, baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited, that song?
No, no, it's not. Okay. I just want to be your man.
Okay.
And then there's the chorus, which I don't think I want to read.
Clearly sung by a very desperate man.
It could, yeah. I mean, definitely desperate.
Is the chorus the title of the song?
The chorus is the title of the song, unfortunately.
I know this.
Not really, honestly, but I think it
well,
would help
there,
you
that's
get
a yes
there.
Or no question.
it's not the full title. I'll say it's not the full title.
Oh, okay, okay.
I want to stop playing all silly little games you and me play. And I'm feeling right on. If you feel the same way, baby, let me know right away. I'd love to make you wet in between your thighs, because I love it.
How does it
when it comes
feel?
Inside
buzz.
You?
Buzz.
Aaron?
I didn't buzz.
You did not buzz. Adel, go ahead.
I buzzed only because Aaron just handed it to me on a fucking silver platter.
She just did, yeah.
This is a man who on the cover of his album sent a jolt across America where men wanted defined hips. This is a little ripped dude named D'Angelo with the song Untitled, parentheses, How Does It Feel?
Adel, you nailed it. It was a hard one to get, but the song is Untitled, in
parentheses. I didn't know the name of it.
How Does It Feel by D'Angelo?
That,
wow.
That the video
you freaked
is
me out when you said it wasn't the name of the, like the chorus wasn't the title of the song. It threw me for a loop.
I can't remember if it was the cover of the album or maybe the music video, but it's him shirtless running. It's him shirtless, maybe pantless. And he's absolutely ripped. I think he has an 8-pack. And then there's like indentations where his like thorax meets his hips. And everyone, he's a beetle,
right? Those are called
right?
cum gutters, my friend.
I thought
JPC,
those were
you've inspired me. I'm going to start running shirtless.
Wee-oo!
Wee-oo!
But I remember everyone, I must have been in college, everyone was like working out trying to get that definition because it was like everyone was swooning over those, I guess, cum gutters.
Hey, man, you want that definition, dictionary.com. Okay, the next one, this is number 50 on the countdown. So
ooh, we made it to 50.
Through the countdown.
Can we pause for just a little celebration? Toast, toast.
Sure.
I'm passing out some bread. Toast, toast, toast.
What is this? Is this rye toast? Just dry rye?
Well, it's dry rye, but there
is crumbling in my hand.
Okay, let's not shit on. Okay, are we mice complaining or are we adults doing a game show?
I walked all the way to the puzzle.
I shouldn't have set you up for that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so this one is coming at you from 2008, kind of farther into the decade.
I'm more likely to be better at this.
Okay, Aaron, I think that that's exactly right. Okay.
Because at this point, Aaron, you no longer believe in Santa in your life.
Well,
going to verse 2. I got gloss on my lips, a man on my hips, hold me tighter than my Darion jeans. Acting up.
Stop. Buzz, 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 buzz.
Aaron?
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you like it, then
Aaron, do you know the name of this song?
Single Ladies by Beyonce.
This is Single Ladies by Beyonce. In parentheses, put a ring upon it.
JPC, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that music video is the greatest music video of all time. Of all time.
Kanye West in the news putting out a new album, and I gotta say, I listened to a little of it, and it sucks.
After 2005, he went, I'm gonna go downhill.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go downhill from here. From right here, right where I'm at right now, it will be downhill.
Kanye West, after 2005, said, what if I make my music shittier and my personality worse? What if
I turn
down the dial of the thing people like and turn up the dial of the thing people hate? What if I do those two things?
I'm going to say West. That a red hat made me feel strong.
What are you, Curious George's owner? No, that was a yellow hat.
Oh, man. I do kind of feel sorry for Kanye West to a certain degree because he is just a human being that never learned how to process extreme trauma that happened to him.
Yes. I have full sympathy for someone who has mental health issues and diagnosed mental health issues, of course we take
that seriously.
If it's mental
health issues, 100% you know, empathy. But if it's something else, then he's just, yeah.
But I'm also thinking he's caused some active harm. So I don't think any mental health issues can keep you from not being accountable for the active harm you can cause in other people's lives. And that's my hot take. But I'm just a mouse who complains.
All right, mouse. Speaking of, this is from 2004. Mm-hmm. This one is from 2004.
2004.
You've got a nerve to be asking a favor. You've got a nerve to be calling my number.
Pause.
Adam? Mm.
You've got a nerve to be asking a question. Speaking of mice, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
This is The Rat by The Walkmen.
I gave it away with the speaking of mice. Phenomenal
song. I saw them open for Modest Mouse at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee in 2004. I drove up from college. Phenomenal show. They put on a great show. And that song and a lot of their songs are fantastic. But I think they kind of fell off, right?
You saw a band who had a song called The Rat opening for Modest Mouse, and you didn't say, am I a fucking mouse in a maze right now, just nibbling my cheese?
Adel, speaking of concerts, how was Guster?
Guster was phenomenal. So I just... last night I was at Red Rocks in Denver. Just got into Chicago this morning.
Boy, man,
and it was, I'd never been to Red Rocks. Truly, I can't imagine seeing a show anywhere else. It's like the most perfect, beautiful venue. And Guster was phenomenal. They played with like a 40-piece orchestra, and it was fantastic. And we got to hang out with the band afterwards. And I said, my friend Erin is a big fan, and I told her she could come and hang out, and she said she did not want to.
No, you did not say that.
I did send you a video, though.
You did send me a video. And one day I will not meet them because I'm too scared. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, this next song is from 2003. I will give you a quick hint. It is not Guster. So everyone's on an equal playing field.
Well, then I'm not going to know it.
2003. Now, there's not a single lyric of this song that I can say that you won't get. So I'm just going to just go into like the middle of a verse and hope for the best.
Okay.
Wow.
Now, I'm falling asleep.
If you play this at a millennial wedding, everyone beams up to space. It's the Killers.
I'm falling asleep and you're calling again.
This is a song that one of the very last times I ever had a touch of booze was at a Killers concert, and I definitely blacked out, but I do remember that I was there, and there was also like a 14-year-old there, and this song came out in 2003, and the 14-year-old knew all the, was singing all the lyrics to Mr. Brightside, and I thought, this is a song from my high school experience. What the fuck are you doing? Why do you Zoomers love this song so much?
Everybody loves it.
Everybody does.
I had the thought this weekend about this song is I would love to go to an art installation that is... a photograph from every wedding in the moment that Mr. Brightside starts playing at the wedding. And it's like you walk through and Mr. Brightside plays over and over again, and you just see the moment that it's usually probably a sea of white people who are just absolutely thrilled out of their minds. Just like anyone in the 90s.
I want that same gallery, but I want it to be the moment Katy Perry's Firework comes on at a bat mitzvah.
This is all the same gallery. Every single one of these artists has wealthy parents, and they're maybe 20-year-old white girls who are like living this counterculture lifestyle, but they're still putting up this like art gallery. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Speaking of, I ran into a friend. I don't know if you two know them. Greg Hess and Holly Laurent, old Chicago improvisers.
Huge fan.
Aware of them. Do not know them.
Cook County Social Club, and then Holly is
The Reckoning.
And one of my favorite improvisers of all time. Her and Katie Rich did a show that I still think about all the time.
They have a phenomenal podcast called Mega, which everyone should check out. But I ran into them at Red Rocks, and we hung out for like an hour just catching up. And Holly said she has a friend who's opening a bar in L.A. Where it's, I'd never heard this before, it's 28 and over. So just because you mentioned 20-year-old white women. But there's a new bar where they're like, we want people to like come in and like sit down immediately. No wooing, no like whatever else. And I'm like, that is a brilliant idea to do 28 and older bar.
I got to imagine a bar that's 28 and older in LA just looks like an old Western saloon after a gun battle has taken place in the street. It's just like tumbleweeds. There's no one there.
It might have been a club, not a bar.
Okay. Gotcha.
Honestly, I don't really want I mean, I get the appeal of that, but also 23-year-olds are fun. They're dancing and having a great time. And a 30-year-old is just going to explain to me why Reservoir Dogs is, like, excellent still, you know?
Before we move on, I do want to say, I just have a quick anecdote. The Killers, I don't know if you know this, I once went to, Gemma and I were up in like the Alaska area, and then we ended up at the North Pole, and I was having some drinks with some of Santa's reindeer, and one of them super drunk and was like almost fall over, like sloppy drunk, and he like nudged me, elbowed me, and I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, are we human or are we Dancer?
Was that Prancer?
It was Prancer. He was so drunk he forgot which one he was.
Well, I heard he was a little beyond drunk. I heard he was totally blitzing.
Very good, very good.
Yeah. Aaron, do you like being here?
I do. I dropped something back there, and I had to run.
Okay.
Where's the cheese? Is it soon?
Here, speaking of cheese, soon. Speaking of soon the cheese, this one is from 2004. Okay. Another huge one from 2004.
Even that book sounds like a mouse complaining. Who moved my cheese?
Whoa, there is a word in here that I did not know was in this song. 2004, yikes, bikes. Okay.
We're gonna
skip over verse two completely. Verse two. Boy, oh boy. Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation.
Oh,
where everything is Aaron?
I know what word it is, and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Green Day, American Idiot.
Wow, we were still saying that word in 2004?
Yeah.
Yikes, Mike's Billy Joe.
All across the alien nation, be okay.
I was never a big Green Day fan, but I will tell you what, man, that song, that one, 21 Guns, I love
so
that
good.
Song.
You know what song I love? Holiday. On Holiday.
Oh, by Weezer?
No.
If we took a holiday, oh yeah.
I was for sure the exact right age for Green Day to be like absolutely massive. I feel like a lot of people in my grade and around my age, it was like, I think you were just like a little bit too old, JPC, like by a year where like if you were cool, you were like, that's just a band that's on the radio.
I was too young for their like old shit and too old for their new shit, I think.
Yeah.
So I missed both Green Day waves. Okay, so
first album I bought with my own money was Dookie. And then I was in college and George W. Bush was president when American Idiot came out. And I loved the album because it was like bucking George W. Bush's presidency and failures. And then I saw the musical based on the album called American Idiot. And after that, I hated the album.
Oh, man. That's why I can't watch Pretty Woman anymore, because I've seen that musical. Okay. 2008. We have to move on.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ah. You were a child.
I guess I was lying before. But a bunch of songs have numbers.
Crawling on your knees toward it. Making mama so proud. But your voice is too loud.
Buzz.
Edel.
I've heard this song over 1,000 times, mostly because it was the intro song for one of my favorite improv troupes of all time, 3033. This is the song that introed every single set they had. This is Management? MG? I don't know if you say Management or if you say like MG.
MT? We'll give it to you. I don't think they say Management. I don't think the name of the band is Management, but we'll give it to you.
And this is the song Kids, and it's like bam, 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 bam. Like it's such a catchy, poppy.
I would be able to pick out this song out of a lineup from that like melody, but when I was reading these lyrics, I was like, I don't think I've ever heard the lyrics to this song. I don't think I've ever listened to the words of
like
this song.
Like registered the lyrics.
Because me reading it did not register anything to me, but you got it out of Kids by Management.
Woo.
It's like a sign in a hotel, like these toilets are broken from the management.
Management.
Okay, 2001. This one is from 2001, jumping back in time. Okay, I'm going to read the intro for this one because I like it so much. La 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 la.
Buzz.
I heard Addle first, I have to say.
Dang it.
Is this like Bad Romance? Like la la ra ra.
That's so close, but no cigar. And 2001, okay. I think, is a little early for Bad Romance.
Oh, I missed the year. Whoopsie.
Aaron?
La 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 la. It goes around the world just la 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 la. And everybody's singing la 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 la. And then the bells are ringing la 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 la.
Aaron, would you like to guess it to what this song is?
Around the World.
Aaron, you did sing the song Around the World. That is not. That is not the song that this is.
What?
Around the world and la,
pay attention.
La, la.
I'll start again, okay?
Okay.
Here, I'll start from the chorus this time. La, 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 la. 10 laws.
This is a bad
10
song.
Laws. Okay, that didn't get it. I'm not going to go to the verse because I think the verse you would land on it too quickly. So let's go to the pre-chorus.
Okay, you can still get pregnant from pre-chorus.
Pre-chorus can still get you pregnant, correct. Get a point for that. Every night, every day, just to be there in your arms, won't you stay? Won't you lay? Stay forever and ever and ever and ever?
Pause.
Addle?
Stay forever and ever.
Okay.
And ever. I just can't get you out of my head. I think about and I know this singer's name because it was one of my first crushes in my entire life. She played Cammy in the movie Street Fighter.
Oh, shit.
In like 1996 or something, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Raul Julia Street Fighter. I had a poster of her on my bedroom wall. This is Kylie Minogue, Australian pop sensation.
And the song?
I assume it's Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Addle, you are absolutely correct.
Forgot
not
about
in,
that song.
In describing your life. you couldn't be more wrong in that. You had Raiden from Mortal Kombat on your wall. Mm-hmm. Which, God, now I can't pull. I think Raiden from Mortal Kombat was the guy from The Highlander. What's that guy's name?
Not Christopher Walken.
Christopher Lambert.
Christopher Lambert, yeah.
You had a poster of Christopher Lambert on your wall.
No, I had a poster of Lambert the Sheepish Lion.
That's so true. Okay. But yes, you got it. Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Does that mean Addle gets the cheese?
He gets the cheese. It's so funny to me also because... So, like, just the laws, you both were like, we both know songs with laws in them, but not that one.
What? How does that song start with the laws?
La, 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 la,
okay, you got me.
Can't get you out of... She was trying to remember her own song before it started.
Holy shit, that song is basically Aaron singing.
Fuck la la la, fuck la la.
She's just riffing.
I can't get you out of my head, thank God.
Thank God. All right, here we go, 2004. Ooh, this one's big, 2004. Okay.
This is a big one?
This is a big one.
Okay.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
Oh.
A guy like you... should wear warning. Aaron.
And the taste of your lips, I'm not among your toxic gums.
Aaron, judges? I'm sorry, Aaron, we can't give it
I'm
to you.
I'm toxic, Britney Spears. I'm addicted to you. Do you
I'd like
know
to steal.
That you're toxic?
This is the Mars Volta with one of their songs.
Intoxicating now. Love now. Think I'm ready now. This song is amazing. This is
such
best.
One of the best uses of strings in a song ever.
It's one of the best pop songs ever, and she's amazing.
And a great music video, too.
Yeah, I recently watched this music video because I was just trying to catch up on Britney Spears' music videos. Britney Spears did some great music videos, and this one is, I mean, it's great.
And she tricked radios into playing If You F-U-C-K Me.
Can you believe it?
God bless.
Pretty great.
It's just a song about how people want to fuck her.
F-U-C-K Me.
She tricked him. Okay, I gotta say, but this next one, I don't know if this is a popular song. When it showed up on this list, I was like floored. This was one of my fucking favorite songs in high school. Easily top three favorite songs in high school.
Buzz, I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna Babe Ruth it. I'm gonna point to the fences before I take a swing. I'm gonna guess JPC, one of his favorite songs, top three from high school, Pledge of Allegiance.
Hey, I sang it every morning, baby.
I know
actually
what it
got
is.
Sent to the vice principal's office for not doing it.
He was a little baby communist then. And look how he's grown.
I legit got sent when my English teacher junior year sent me to the principal's office for not standing and saying the Pledge of Allegiance. And the vice principal said, why aren't you standing and singing the Pledge of Allegiance when everyone else does? And I said, because I am 17 years old and I want to keep my options open. I don't think this is the right time
for me to
pledge allegiance to a nation. I was like, I got a lot of life left and there's a lot of countries out there.
I want to stay single nation. I don't want to start dating America just yet. I think my, I'm going to swing for the fences. Your favorite song in high school was that song that was like, Alo? Salute. Blaze, blaze, da numa, numa, yay. Numa, numa, yay. Numa, 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 yay. Yeah, you know it, Adel. I think that was JVC's favorite song.
That song's on the 100 greatest songs of the
2000s. I know, you're such a weird guy who's unpredictable to me, so I'm guessing weird.
I did say, I was shocked that this is on here.
That kid singing that song is maybe the best video. I remember... that came out in like the early 2000s or something. That video brought me so much joy. I hope that I hope that kid is a multimillionaire living on an island, living his best life.
I'll say it. That is the chocolate rain of internet videos. okay, here we go. Let's see. I mean, I could probably say all of these lyrics from memory, but I will read them for fairness. This is from 2002. Knocked up 9 months ago. And what she finna have? She don't know. She want neo soul. This hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice or gold. She want a whole lot of something to fold. If you want an obstacle, she just drop you cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little Mary is bad. And these streets, she done ran ever since when the heat began. I told her, girl, look here, calm down. I'ma hold your hand to enable you to peep the plan. Cause you's quick to learn.
I don't know the name of it, but I think I know.
I definitely have heard these lyrics.
We can make money to burn if you allow me to lay this game. I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread my wings. And the world's finna know my name, Aaron.
I don't know the name of the song, but I think it's The Roots, but I don't know the name of the song.
Aaron, it is The Roots, and it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to get, well, you know what? I'll just keep going because I do need you to actually name the song, so we'll go to verse two. I don't ask for much these days, and I don't bitch and whine if I don't get my way. I only want to fertilize another behind my lover's back. I sit and watch it grow roots standing where I'm at. Fertilize another behind my lover's back, and I'm keeping my secrets mine.
Do they say watch it grow roots, or do they say watch it grow the roots?
They say the roots.
And do they wink at the microphone?
I push my seed in her bush for life.
Oh, is it?
It's going to work because I'm pushing it right.
Puzz.
Adel?
It's called The Seed, right?
It is not called The Seed.
I push my seed in her bush tonight, which is such a gross lyric.
It's such a gross lyric. It's just so, it's so graphic.
How can we lyrically say I'm going to come on your pubes?
If Mary drops my baby
he's
girl
complaining.
Tonight,
we did it.
I would name her Rock and Roll. I don't know if you guys can get it, but you're very close with The Seed. I will say you're very close with The Seed.
Seed. Seeds.
Seed me after class.
This is one of my favorite songs from high school. This is The Seed 2.0 by The Roots, featuring Cody Chestnut. Chestnut with two capital T's. I don't know why that's a thing, but
Chestnut.
And Chestnut is the one saying, I push my seed in her bush for life.
It's a good, good song.
This song fucking slaps so hard.
This is a great song. I never, ever knew the name of it.
I know
that information's just never been in my head.
I saw this song live. I saw them live, and I was like, that Questlove, something special.
One of my favorite stories is the Roots played, I guess they did like free shows or whatever for colleges. They went on like a tour where they did like a bunch of free shows for colleges. And I was visiting my friend at Purdue, and he was like, there's like a free like concert tonight. And I was like, oh, like who is it? And he was like, it's The Roots. And I was like, what? Why? Why are they doing this? And it was an amazing fucking show. I don't know. Do they do live shows anymore? Because they're like Jimmy Fallon's band, right?
They're Jimmy Fallon's house band. They They must tour.
I will say that watching the Roots live was one of the best experiences that I've had at a live show ever, just because of how like fucking vibrant they like work their asses off in that show, and they have like a full band, which is cool as hell. Okay.
I've heard that before. You're probably the third person I've heard that from, so that's how I know it's true.
Yep. Okay. My other favorite story from that, like, it was like a free show thing that they had at Purdue, and this was not one that I went to, but my buddy David, Dave Chappelle, was playing like at Purdue doing like a free concert, and my buddy David went to see the Dave Chappelle show, and the Dave Chappelle made him turn on all the lights because it was all white people, and then he just proceeded to do no material and just make fun of all the white people in the audience at Purdue, and my friend David was laughing so hard he threw up and then had to leave.
I do want to. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
I do want to posit something or ask, because my college they had like a budget for arts and activities or whatever, and they brought in like Rusted Root, and they paid them, and then they were like, "It's free to attend."
Yes.
Okay.
But it was like. My college never got good, cool, big acts, but they would get like huge, like the Roots and like Dave Chappelle are like big names. And it was always like free for the students, but I don't know why I was able to go as well. Maybe it's because I was like an IUPUI student and they let me in. I have no idea. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So that we just did was number 43.
Okay.
I just want to get one. Yeah. Let's get one more.
One
in
more.
There, okay?
Yeah.
We're getting into Douglas Adams territory.
Explain.
42 is the secret to the universe.
That's right.
In
that's
Douglas
right.
Adams' novel, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay, so here
so
we go.
So much information about the world will die with you when you die.
This is the last one for today. This is from.
This and no one will miss it.
No, we will. No. We won't know what we're missing.
Not even my mom will cry.
2000,
no, I'll miss you.
2004. 2004. Here's your hint. This band has been featured on the list before.
Green Day.
Nope.
The Roots.
It's Green Day. It's Green Day, and the song is The Roots.
21 Guns.
Something filled up my heart with nothing.
Yikes.
Someone told me not to cry. And now that I'm older, my heart's colder. And I can see that it's a lie.
Mm.
Children. Wake up.
Buzz.
Addle?
That line did it.
Damn
this it. Is Arcade Fire, Wake Up. Off the album Funeral. This is their best song by far.
This is a good one.
Children, wake up.
I don't know if it's their best song by far, but it's definitely the 42nd greatest song of the 2000s, and I know that for sure because my buddies at Rolling Stone have told me so.
Who wrote this list?
Name one of your
song.
Buddies. Name one of your buddies at Rolling Stone.
Ted Rolling, John Stone.
Okay.
Well, you guys did great. Addle, I think that you were the standout winner today. You had some deep, deep pulls. And,
I mumbled parts of answers under my breath.
Yeah, to be fair, I think there's two or three that I only got because Aaron dead gave away the song for me.
That's true. It's a team effort. And speaking of team efforts, it's going to take a team of scientists and one really big rocket to get us to the planet.
Sorry, I have to leave. I'm throwing up. I'm laughing so hard. Neptune, bye.
Waka waka, kids.
Check. Dang it, that's the wrong theme again. I mean, they are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Addle Refai or that other young guy. Fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said. And F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles. Clue Crew.